A 10-year plan focusing on the future of our offshore islands has been published today by Minister for Rural and Community Development, Heather Humphreys. One of the aims of the policy is to increase the numbers living on the islands, which have seen a steady decline in recent years. Improved grants to bring back vacant and derelict properties, as well as better access to health and education, and the delivery of high-speed broadband are among the objectives. We've been speaking to Minister Heather Humphreys from Aran Mór in County Donegal.
Well, the overarching ambition for this policy, which is a whole of government policy, the first in 27 years, it's full of time-bound actions from other departments. So what I want to do is more people living on our islands, more people working on our islands, and more people choosing to raise a family on our islands. So we're going to do that by investing further in our islands, but particularly remote working has been a game changer for islands. We want to encourage that. We want to build on that. We want to encourage more young people to come back and settle on our islands. For example, I'm coming here to you today from a GTEC remote working hub in Aran Mór. There's a young couple here who have come back from Seattle. They're working for a US company here in Aran Mór. I was talking to the manager here earlier this morning. They work here during the day. They have their lunch break. They go out at that time. Mm-hmm. They have a swim in the sea. They're back into work. It's about quality of life and it's about breathing new life into our islands. It really is an exciting time, I believe, for islands.
And that's on Aran Mór, but of course remote working requires good broadband, and there isn't good broadband on very many of our islands, is there? They're still waiting. When will they get, not just in the hubs, but in people's homes?
Yes, well, it's important that we do roll out the National Broadband Plan and we're working on that. But in the meantime, the remote working hub is actually an excellent place where you have the high-speed broadband. We have invested over 100 million through my Department of Rural and Community Development. There are remote working hubs on many of the islands. I've visited them. For example, on Clare Island, there's a remote working hub. It specialises with e-health. They're rolling out a project there where you can actually have a consultant, meet a consultant through a health hub, so you don't have to travel. So there's loads of things that we can embrace new technology, embrace connectivity to make islands more connected and a better quality
of life. But when will people living on our islands be able to get broadband in their home if they want it?
Yeah, well, there's many of the homes here in Aran Mór and indeed in other islands that have it. It's like the broadband plan is being rolled out right across the country. It's going very well.
It's several years away for many of those, isn't it?
Yeah, well, on different islands, it's at different timescales. They're talking here on Aran Mór. I know they're talking in Beara and a few other islands. They want to fibre across to the islands. We're working on that. In the meantime, we have the high-speed broadband into those hubs. So I want to make sure that every island has the high-speed broadband. They have it in their schools. They have it in their remote working hubs. They have it in their health centres. That's a priority in this plan. And we're going to move that on as quickly as we can.
You're also announcing increased grants under the vacant property scheme, 20% additional grant assistance available for the renovation of island properties. Now, is there information suggesting that there are significant numbers of derelict or substandard homes that actually could provide accommodation for people into the future?
Yeah, well, we know across the country and the islands included, there are many vacant properties. There are many properties that are derelict. And that's why the Croí Cónaithe is a very popular support at the minute. So if you're living on an island, you're going to get an extra 20%. So instead of 50,000, you'll get 60,000 to renovate a vacant property. And if it's a derelict building, then you can get 84,000. So that's a top up of 14,000 on top of the 70. So it's going to be a support for islanders. They think that's a good idea. They're happy with that. And we want to support them because there are, like we know, it's across the country. There are vacant buildings for whatever reason and people may find it attractive to pick up this grant and do those renovations and move in.
It is for long-term homes, permanently occupied homes. Yeah. Is there a place for short-term lets for holiday homes on our islands?
Well, the purpose of this is to strengthen and rejuvenate our islands. We want people living and working on our islands. It's targeted towards people who are going to be living in their homes on the islands.
And what about this commitment to amend the planning guidelines to presumably make it easier for somebody to build on an island location?
Yeah, well, as you know, the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, is carrying out a review of the rural planning guidelines. And I had a good conversation with Dara, and he absolutely recognises the unique nature of islands. And we are committed to including that in the new guidelines.
And this would be a different set of guidelines for the islands, would it be, as to other rural areas?
No. It's going to recognise the unique nature of them in on the island. So it's important that they are included in the new planning guidelines, and that's the commitment that has been given. So we work our way through that, but the commitment is there, and we will be consulting with the islanders, and they'll be part of it.
Yeah, so not necessarily to make it easier to build in an island.
Well, look, we're going to review the rural planning guidelines, and there are challenges, and I think there can be a balance can be found because we know we want to increase our populations and we need to find houses for them to build on, so or land for them to build on. So we're going to work with them, but we want to do it in a sustainable way.
Just a final question, Minister, on another matter is the increase announced yesterday in toll charges on our motorways. Is that justified in the middle of an ongoing cost of living crisis?
Yeah, well, just any increase in tolls will come as a disappointment to the motorist. There was a deferment period in place for 6 months, and that was following intervention by the government. That has come to an end, and toll companies have contractual arrangements. But overall, this is a matter for Minister Ryan and Minister Chambers and Transport Infrastructure Ireland. And I know that they're engaging with them, and they're engaging with the toll companies as well.
But you also know the difficulties many of hard-pressed families as Minister for Social Protection face at the moment with rising costs. And this is going to add, isn't it, to costs? Because hauliers are going to have to pay more to get to move products around the country.
Yeah, well, as I said, any increase in tolls, it comes as a disappointment to the motorists or the hauliers. Minister Ryan and Minister Chambers are engaging, and they are in regular contact with the toll companies.
Yeah, would you like to see it have seen it deferred?
Yeah, well, look, we have deferred it for 6 months, and as I said, this falls under their remit, so they are engaging with them. So we'll await the outcome of that.
Minister for Rural and Community Development, Heather Humphrey, speaking to me earlier.